Back with you on a Friday night. Larry Bluestein, Danny GQ. Up until 10 o'clock, it's been a really fast 4 hours. A lot of information sent your way in basically every sport, in every endeavor. College football getting underway basically everywhere. Miami got it jumped with Florida because they open up on the 24th. So that's one of the reasons. But some of the other schools are getting it in the high gear, and one of them sits right there in West Palm Beach, Kaiser University. Doug Socia, the head coach, getting year number two underway up in Palm Beach. And certainly after a really successful first season, they go at it again. They've had a great offseason. Tremendous recruiting, a lot of recruits. If you look at their roster, they've got kids from all over the place. And certainly what Doug Socia felt it would be after 2 years. He's kind enough to join us here on a Friday night. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
You got it, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This is like you're in the home stretch of this season, and you had that full year to learn, put things into place, get, you know, say goodbye to some kids, but to welcome in some new faces. And it's been a very productive off season for you. You've had an opportunity to host a lot of things on campus, take a lot of trips to see a lot of the athletes and some of the events that they've been able to participate in. Talk about that and what it's been like as opposed to year one. It's got to be a lot more smoother this time around.
Yeah, it certainly has. It's been a great year for us, and we're excited for Monday, and we kick off with our training camp, and all of our guys will report back on Monday and get this thing going. But it's been a great year. You know, we've obviously going into year two and having a staff and having, you know, some good stability with our staff and everybody being on the same page and aligned in the right way. And, you know, a lot of exciting things going on, but, you know, obviously recruiting was at the forefront back in to start the year in January and sign a good class in February. And recruiting at this level is always ongoing. And, you know, we signed kids up until today, basically. And so those guys will join us on Monday. And obviously spring ball was really good. And, you know, you go into your second spring football and you've got all these guys that are returning. It helped a lot because those guys really helped the newcomers, and you know, the development was really good. And you know, then we got into some off-season camps, and we had our kids here over the summer and had really good attendance, and you know, they're working hard, and you know, we can't wait to get this thing going on Monday.
Your facilities are taking shape. Your football field, as I saw the last photo that you took, is really coming along good. I mean, that's something that when you took over the job, that's the one thing you envisioned, a really nice playing facility right there on at home with a very nice place for to have the locker rooms, training facilities, everything like that. So it's coming along with you. And talk about that, because I think that's a great selling point when the kids come on campus to see what kind of facilities that they're going to be working with.
Yeah, that's been a huge piece of this whole thing, and it's been a it's been a process. And obviously in phase one was the practice facility and our temporary playing facility for year one, but we had the building which was part of that phase one. And you know, with the locker room and the weight room and the coaches' offices and the training, and you know, it's the newest building on campus, and we're excited about that. We've got another dorm that's being built. That'll be the next, it'll be the newest building here pretty soon. But, the facility component's big. It allows us to operate a program and run this thing, you know, as big time as we can make it. And, you know, we've got a lot of players in our program. Our roster's upward around 125 to 130. And,
wow,
you know, there's a lot of things these guys got to got to go through, and we were able to manage that out of our facility. So the facility piece has been awesome, and our support, and obviously the new stadium. You see the things on Twitter, the pictures on Twitter, and they broke ground, and it'll be ready for kickoff of our home season on September 21st, and it'll be a turf facility with permanent stands, and we've got the press box, so and lights as well, so our game times will change a little bit. You know, last year we played some of our games at noontime, and it was a scorcher. It was rougher on our fans probably than our players, because I think our players are more used to it.
Yeah,
we'll have some games this year that'll kick off at 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock. So we're excited. A lot of good things.
You know, you Coach, the one thing, too, that's vital is here having another program in South Florida that the kids have an option, you know, without having to go away. Because you've recruited long enough to know, and you've seen a lot of these kids leave when they could have just stayed home and, you know, and went to Kaiser or some of the other programs. How advantageous is it to have yourself and to have an Ave Maria and St. Thomas University, which is kicking off this year, and then Florida Memorial next year? How important is it to have programs like that from not just a recruiting standpoint, but from a, you know, a game, you know, they have rivalries, built-in rivalries with them, and I mean, and you could compete with them and maybe even get a lot more fans at some of these games?
Yeah, I think it's big. I think it's the biggest thing I would say is that it's big for the game of football, and it tells you how strong this game really is right now. And obviously, you know, sometimes football is under attack, but I think football is as good as it's ever been. It's as safe as it's ever been with new technology and methods to it. But, you know, with St. Thomas starting football, I think it's awesome. I know that they're going to recruit the Tri-County area. Florida Memorial is going to recruit the Tri-County area. It just gives more people in our community an opportunity to stay home, get their education, and play college football. And I think that the likelihood of success and how we should measure that is when we're graduating these young men. And I think it's going to be big for all three of those programs. Obviously, you mentioned Ave and as well. So I think it's big for the sport of football. It's big for South Florida.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug Socha is the head coach at Kaiser University and West Palm Beach. And one of the things, too, I noticed this year. Now, last year, you attempted to get as many things on campus, and you did well. You had line camp. You had a few. But this year, you stepped it up. You had 7-on-7s. You had line camps. You had a assorted things to just get a lot of families on your campus, a lot of high school coaches, and a lot of players. I mean, that, to me, is the most essential thing when recruiting or, you know, trying to get people to look at your school, is to get them on your facilities. Let them see what you have. Let them see what type of coaches you have. Talk about that, because you had a lot of opportunities in the offseason to showcase your program and your facilities.
Yeah, we did. And obviously it dates back to our games, and we always wanted to encourage recruits to come to our games back in the first fall. But we did have a lot of things going on. We had our camps in June. We had a 7-on-7. We had a team camp. We had a skills camp. We had a line camp, so we had a lot of good prospects on our campus as well, and we had a lot of visitors for spring football. And we've had these days we call Seahawk Saturdays, and it's an opportunity for families to come out and see what the university is about. So there's no doubt that recruiting is, you know, at the top priority of most successful football programs, and all of them, and it's a big piece of it. And we feel we're proud of our campus, we're proud of our location, and we've got a lot to offer, and the education and the reputation behind Kaiser University, over 40 years of education, is really strong. So we've had a great offseason in terms of that.
And your branding, I mean, you get that no matter where you go. I mean, the guys out recruiting at high school games, going to some of these events that are held that you always show up to, because it's essential. And you know as well as I do, it's recognition. And if these kids see Kaiser University enough and see you or any of your assistant coaches at these, you know, showcases or that Friday Night Lights at Calvary Christian, which is very mm-hmm. essential, because a lot of kids come and they you know, a lot of kids come because of the fact that the colleges are there and they try to perform. Talk about that, because I think that's important too. That's like an additional recruiting tool that you may not have, but, you know, getting an opportunity to eyeball these kids from 5-6 feet away, that's got to be gold.
Just absolutely. I mean, anytime you can get a live evaluation of the prospects you're recruiting, and I think that's what's unique about South Florida, because of spring football, you know, for the high schools, and we can get out and see those guys. So we do have a calculated plan of how we attack recruiting, and it obviously starts right here in Palm Beach County, down to Broward and to Dade, to our West Coast, and then up the East Coast, and then we're getting into Orlando a little bit more as well. But any camps that we can attend, and T48, that big showcase that you know, that Calvary has about once a month, we want to be there. And you know, it's about getting out and seeing these guys compete and seeing how they interact with other kids, but it's also about getting out and developing great relationships with these kids, as well as their high school coaches and families. And, you know, we want them to know what we're about, and we want to find out as much about them as we can as well. So it's been big, and obviously being in South Florida, you don't have to drive very far to find players.
What's the schedule look like? You were just saying that you open up on when, the 28th, you said, or in September?
Thursday, August 29th. In Sioux Center, Iowa. Yep, we'll be at Dort College, which has been a pretty good program, and we're looking forward to that road test. And but we get things kicked off here on Monday, our kids report, and then we'll have meetings that day and administrative things to get done, and then we'll have our first practice on Tuesday at 9:20. So we're looking forward to get it going.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, as always. You guys run a tremendous program. Kaiser University head coach Doug Socha, year two, will begin on Monday. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Friday night.
All right, thanks, Blue. Take care.
Good job. Well, you know what? I mean, that's – if you look back, when was it, 10, 15 years ago, and you had 7 college football teams that played – football in the state of Florida. Now, next year, when 2020 rolls around, you'll have 23. And that certainly gives all the athletes in the state of Florida somewhere to go, rather than have to always point their direction towards the north and go out, you know, to Georgia and the Midwest or wherever it be. But I like that. When you add another program and you do well, like Doug Socha has done, it's important. And